Hey everyone, Brooklyn Weston here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this wild thing called life. Ever feel like you're constantly battling your inner critic? Like that little voice in your head is just waiting to pounce on every mistake, every stumble, every tiny imperfection. You know that feeling when you mess up and instead of giving yourself a pat on the back for trying, you spiral into this pit of self-doubt and negativity? Yeah, we've all been there. But what if I told you there's a better way? Today, we're diving into the powerful art of self-compassion, treating yourself with the same kindness, understanding, and care that you would offer to a dear friend going through a tough time. Because let's be real, life throws curveballs. We all make mistakes, face setbacks, and sometimes feel like we're just not good enough. But instead of letting those moments define us, self-compassion empowers us to rise above the negativity and treat ourselves with the love and support we truly deserve. So, what does this mean in practical terms? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate more self-compassion in your daily life. First, recognize that you're not alone. Remember, everyone messes up. Everyone struggles. It's part of the human experience. Comparing yourself to others is like comparing apples and oranges. We all have different journeys, strengths, and weaknesses. Instead of focusing on what you lack, celebrate your unique talents and accomplishments. Second, practice mindful awareness. Pay attention to your thoughts and feelings without judgment. When those negative self-talk whispers start creeping in, acknowledge them without getting swept away by them. Simply observe those thoughts as passing clouds in the sky, knowing that they don't define your worth or value. Third, offer yourself kind words and encouragement. Treat yourself with the same compassion and understanding that you would offer a loved one going through a tough time. Replace harsh self-criticism with gentle reminders of your strengths and resilience. Fourth, engage in activities that nourish your mind, body, and soul. Make time for things that bring you joy, relaxation, and fulfillment. Whether it's reading, taking a walk in nature, listening to music, or spending time with loved ones, prioritize self-care practices that help you recharge and feel good about yourself. And finally, remember your imperfections are part of what makes you unique. Embrace your flaws, learn from your mistakes, and remember that growth often comes from stepping outside of our comfort zone. Perfection is an illusion, it's the journey, not the destination, that truly matters. Think about a time when you were really hard on yourself for a mistake or setback. Maybe you missed a deadline at work, tripped in front of everyone, or said something you regretted. How did you treat yourself afterward? Did you dwell on the negativity, replay the moment over and over, or offer yourself some understanding and kindness? Chances are, we've all been there caught in that cycle of self-criticism and judgment. But what if instead of berating ourselves for a misstep, we took a deep breath, acknowledged our feelings, and offered ourselves a little bit of compassion? Imagine saying to yourself, "Okay, I messed up, but it's okay. Everyone makes mistakes. This doesn't define me as a person." By practicing self-compassion, we create a safe space for ourselves to learn, grow, and evolve without fear of judgment or negativity. Remember, self-compassion isn't about being soft on yourself or ignoring your shortcomings. It's about recognizing that you're human, that you're doing the best you can, and that you deserve kindness and understanding, especially during challenging times. So take a moment right now to extend some grace towards yourself. Offer yourself a kind word, a warm hug, or at least a fist pump. And remember that you are worthy of love, acceptance, and support starting with yourself. Ready to cultivate more self-compassion in your life? Share this episode with a friend who could benefit from a dose of kindness. And don't forget to leave a review and let me know what resonated with you. Until next time, keep on shining brightly, my friends.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.